Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the podium the 14th president of Morehead State University, Dr. Jay Morgan.
Good morning. It sounded like a junior college. Good morning. Good morning. That's a little better. Thank you. And thank you to each of you for being here today. It's such a wonderful crowd. And as I look out over the audience, the balcony is full of people, downstairs is full, and it's great to welcome in and usher in an exciting new academic year. For 130 years, this October actually, in a few short days away, the very ground that we are standing on here today, actually starting over around where ADUC is presently, has been steeped in the rich history of educating students of Morehead, Rowan County, the service region, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and all points far and near. If you'll take some time to pause and reflect back on the storied history of MSU dating all the way back to 1887, you will clearly see one item that is called out. And I summarize that with the word resiliency. I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again. Morehead State University has been one of the most resilient institutions in sometimes a hard-served region that you could ever find, and they've done so successfully for well over 100 years. Let me take a few moments this morning to provide some recognition to our Board of Regents members, some up front and scattered in the back, as well as a very special call out to our facilities management staff. Would each of you please stand, facility management staff and board? Campus looks wonderful. I saw them shoveling mulch this morning. They spent the past couple of weeks getting ready, not only for our returning faculty and staff, but students. Would the board and facilities management please stand? Let's give them a round of applause. As I mentioned, this October marks exactly 130 years of educational presence for MSU. And I ask that you pause with me this morning just for a few minutes as I click through some slides on the early history of Morehead. The very ground we're standing on is so steeped in history. And it gives me great pride to be one of several hundred people in this auditorium named after one of our early presidents who is charged with the responsibility of making sure that we're here for 100 more years. I thought I saw a couple of you in those early university pictures. If you stop and think of where MSU has come from in its early years, and we really do need to pause and pay tribute, 130 years for a regional institution is such an accomplishment. And where we are today, I think you'll probably agree with me that it's our responsibility to invent the future. And that future is for us to make for tomorrow. See, my friends, both old and new, we have come to a new chapter in MSU's future. Not a new chapter because the person standing here before you has a different last name than our previous gentleman, but rather a new chapter to focus on maintaining that storied history that we know so well from this institution. It is my hope, and it should be our goal, that we do not overlook our challenges, but yet we seek to understand them. That we do not hide our shortcomings, but yet we seek to resolve them. That we do not shun criticism, but rather we use constructive criticism to make us all better. And that we do not focus on our enrollment challenges, but yet we all pitch in to restabilize our enrollment. My friends, we should be looking through the windshield and re-envisioning where we want to be in the future. My hope and our goal is that the next chapter is filled with a spirit of teamwork in a university of one. My hope and our goal is that the chapter exhibits MSU's resiliency and focuses all eyes on recruiting. We all have to recruit, not just certain areas. My hope and our goal is that our new chapter tells a story of where we have carefully repositioned ourselves to meet the current challenges of performance funding, changing attitudes of higher education, increased pressures from competitors, and ultimately be known for being the university of choice for our service region. My friends, we must remain resilient, and we must do that year over year to make ourselves a university of one in moving forward, not for the sake of change, but rather change to meet our oncoming challenges. Speaking of some of our coming challenges, we can list items like enrollment, upcoming pension reform, state financial hiccups, and the list goes on and on. We don't need to belabor them here today. But we do know that we're not the only one in this boat. Other institutions all across the Commonwealth are dealing with the exact same things that we are here at MSU. You know, there's an old saying that being a university president is a lot like being the caretaker of a cemetery. You're over a lot of people, but they're not always listening. Well, my friends, if you don't hear anything else that I say today, please do remember that our landscape is changing in higher education right before our very eyes. Maybe our biggest challenge is embodied in the move from base funding. We used to get a check every year that was about the same check. It dwindled occasionally. But our move to performance funding is causing us to have to do quite a bit of change and re-envisioning where and who we want to be. See, we used to get a base funding check at Morehead, and it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $42, $45 million. It would steadily go down a little bit, and then we could petition that out however we wanted to. Doesn't work like that anymore. About 40 days ago, we now have to sing for our supper with performance funding. And we'll talk more about that as we go. We truly have to perform, or we face the realities of steadily and then possibly in a very fast way losing more state funds. I don't want to belabor you with charts or graphs today, and that's not my impetus, but I do want to place a couple of thinking points before you. The first one in our reinventing our future and thinking about who we are, every institution in the state of the Commonwealth is under a new strategic agenda metric system. Those were led by Jill Ratliff here at Morehead in developing those, in negotiating those with folks in Frankfurt. And Jill has done a very nice job along with her staff and others in positioning us well in trying to meet those. These are new things that we have not seen in the past, or at least that matter very much, that we have to pay attention to. Mr. Holloway was up here a few minutes ago giving you an update on our new university diversity plan. Much like the agenda metrics, that counts. That counts, and there are penalties if we do not meet that plan. Performance funding. I've made the pledge to campus so far to visit as many groups as possible and to give you as much academic credit as possible for sitting through a seminar or two on performance funding. We did so yesterday with our leadership council, and we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks and months with the rest of campus. Not so you get your calculator out and start calculating, but simply know what it is, how it affects us, and what we're needing to do from here and going forward. The next thing I would like to mention very quickly is our current university strategic plan is sunsetting in 2018. And I've mentioned to our distinguished board members, not only here today, but the rest of the board, we'll be taking a portion of this academic year and through a very constituency-driven process, creating a new strategic plan for Morehead State University that hopefully carries us into reinventing that new chapter. I do want to mention to you a couple of very early moves that we have made in the past 30 days or so here on campus to begin to align us to certain needs that we have, primarily around recruitment. And these are just simple examples of how we're trying to begin to align certain functions of the university in order to meet some of our challenges. The first, we've added to recruiting staff over the past couple of weeks. I think it's imperative that we have more individuals out shaking the trees in all the different school districts that we have in getting students interested in Morehead, along with the rest of us. We all need to be recruiting. The second, we've moved academic success, academic advising, and retention squarely back under the domain of the Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. And more specifically, Dr. Couch is AVP for Undergraduate Education and Student Success. My friends, we must have a clear channel and responsibility for building a strong undergraduate program here at MSU. And the third, while it's still taking early form, we're envisioning changing our current dual credit programs into something that looks more like a scholars program. There are not many changes, but we're beginning to brand that program where we create a very clear pipeline and a brand known as the Eagle Scholar Program. And you'll be hearing more about that from the associated staff as we go forward. We will continue to view the university as a living and breathing enterprise. And we'll continue to try to shape it with the ultimate goal of being an undergraduate institution with selective graduate programs that's affordable and competitive in pricing, that is student-centered, that is a place where people want to work, and certainly a place where students want to be. See, MSU in the area has been very welcoming, not only to me, but my family. In my short time here, I can only use the very short sentence, "It feels like home." So I thank you to each of you, as well as others in the community and the region, as we make our way around for making both myself and my family feel at home. It is wonderful to be with you today as a new member of your team. I'm one of many here. One of many. And actually, some of you have been playing on this team since Frank Button walked these halls. Some of you came several years ago and have been serving diligently, and I've run into some of you who have arrived even after I. Whomever you are, it doesn't matter. My relay to you today is simply thank you. Thank you for what you do for making MSU MSU. Thank you for your willingness to play on this team. We're going to be a team of one. It is my hope, even with our apparent struggles, that we're going to try to focus on our people. Let me repeat that. We're going to try to focus on our people. Because when times are tough, I've always fallen back on the power of the people to get things done and to move us forward. But make no mistake, this will be difficult. We live in difficult times, not because we're in Morehead or Rowan County. We live in difficult times in higher education. And as we mold ourselves, as we move, and as we adapt to new challenges and environments, not only within our region, but in Kentucky and beyond, we're going to have to stick together. And it doesn't mean we move forward with all of the same models that we've always done. We'll choose what we've done best and stick with them, and we'll mold and adapt on new things as we move forward. See, our team must develop our future. Nobody else is going to write it for us. It's the individuals in this room that will decide who we are, just like the individuals who came before us decided who we are today. However, I believe we can do it. I honestly do. It will be difficult, but my pledge to you is that we'll do it together. My pledge to you is that we'll do it in a transparent manner. And my pledge to you is we'll remain a team of one. Above all, we must remember it's not all about us as faculty. We've talked about us in this room for the past few minutes. Actually, it's about our students. And it's about our students' success. And that, my friends, is where we're going to base our major decisions, around our students, as we cannot afford not to do so. We can do this, but we must remember that Morehead Normal School, which used to sit right over there, Morehead State College, and now Morehead State University, has succeeded because there is one commodity that's the most important. One commodity, and that's our students. That's our students of today, and that's our students of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, our students come first, and they always will. Going to be a wonderful academic year, and I look forward to seeing you in a few short moments.